His co-workers are lathes and drills rather than doctors, nurses, and medical technicians, but Juan Fernandez is a highly regarded collaborator at Houston Methodist Hospital. He made this valve for operating room technicians who wanted a better way to monitor oxygen flow.
The sensor goes in here, the oxygen goes in and out of, this way, and the sensor will tell how much oxygen is going to the patient.
These kind of innovations are sometimes so successful the companies manufacturing the equipment incorporate them into new designs. Biomedical engineer Matthew Jackson worked with Fernandez to develop parts for this cardiovascular simulator.
The payoff of having the machine shop here is that you can create, unique solutions to problems that could, in a simple way, where you're just removing and adding material to create something.
Juan Fernandez, who has worked more than 25 years here in Houston's Texas Medical Center, says that experience pays off when someone shows him a sketch for a part they want made.
On paper, you can put anything, but once you try to make it on a part, it's hard.
Fernandez produced many of the parts for this cardiovascular simulator. It uses a plastic reproduction of a patient's aorta to test blood flow. Matthew Jackson says he needed a device made of plastic rather than metal because it has to be inserted into the highly magnetic ring of an MRI machine.
So this is something that Juan created for us and helped with a lot of the initial work we were doing on this project. You sandwich that valve in between these two pieces, and this right side acts as the ventricle, this side acts as the atrium, and you can put this in the MRI magnet now because it's all made out of plastic.
Some of the earliest advances in treating heart disease were made here in Houston by Dr. Michael DeBakey, who in 1991 called on Juan Fernandez to make the prototype for a ventricular assist device. For Fernandez, this was personal. He was just 10 years old when his father died in front of him.
He started snoring. I thought he was playing with me. And I called my mom, and they called the paramedics, but he was gone. So the doctor said, or the optometrist said, it was a heart attack.
The researchers who designed new devices gained prestige and money from patents, and the doctors who used them gained status in the medical community. Juan Fernandez shuns attention and prefers to work alone.
I know deep down, I help mankind. That's all that matters to me.
Juan Fernandez is now 65 and could retire, but he continues to work and to do his part for medical science. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.